it's clean. You know, if you're having something really savory, like oxtail or something like that, and you want to clean out between bites of that, this would be amazing.
This is a seafood wine for me.
Yeah. Oysters.
But I understand what you're saying about cleansing your palate. Yeah. I understand what you're saying about that. But this, to me, is a perfect seafood wine.
It would go really good with fried oysters.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
You know what I want? I want a half and half. I want a fried oyster shrimp po' boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully dressed. Oh,
I think you found the perfect pairing for this.
Dude, give me a po' boy in this.
Well, we're going to give the Ellers Estate Sylvain Estate Blanc 2023 a well-deserved 4 sips.
It's close to 5.
Yeah.
It's so close.
Yeah, it's almost there. And for a California Sauvignon Blanc, for me to get
and
close to 5.
And they used oak and didn't kill it.
Yeah.
Such great balance, guys.
All right. Well, Justin, tell us about our next one.
So now we're going to talk about Ellers Estate Cabernet Franc 2022. It's 14.5% alcohol by volume. It's Appellation of St. Helena, Napa Valley, 90% Cab Franc, 6% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4% Merlot. Fermentation's done in stainless steel tanks for 14 days, and it's aged 21 months and 65% new oak. So, tasting this, you know, the color is dark like Harmeet's soul.
It's not quite as dark as my soul.
He has no soul.
There's more redness here.
There's no soul.
My soul is closer to black. This is closer to garnet.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
On the nose, I got like violets. I got like my whiskey room with the cedar and the
leather.
Definitely.
Yes, yes. Right.
Yeah. Feels like home.
Aged tobacco.
Yeah. It really has cigars in my whiskey room too. So yeah, it really feels like home. And the palate. You get a nice, bright fruit hit right on your mid-palate. You get some dark chocolate as it fades off. And some, like, terroir elements that are really specific to their estate. Like crushed rock and gravel. And reminds me of when I drove up the gravel driveway at Ellers because they were kind enough to host us. And the kind of smell you would get from the fresh stirred rocks there.
Well, I didn't get to go with you guys, so like, excuse me.
You weren't invited. There's a reason.
But I understand what you're talking about, that terroir. This is such great gravelly note to it.
You don't get a better Cab Franc. You might have a different one.
I love what you said. To me, it's about violets and the black cherries, but you didn't say cherries. I'm getting more of that fruit, okay? But the violets are there. Gorgeous. Violets and leather. And there's that umami note to it. It's like a soy note. There's some tea. There's some bergamot. Marmalade. And that mineral. Bob, you were there. Where's that umami coming from?
I wish I could tell you. I mean, I get a graphite on the nose.
It's not quite graphite for me.
I definitely get the graphite on the palate. I get the cherries, the bergamot. A little bit of cocoa. There's a smoke. And then that minerality. This is one of the better Cab Francs I've had at Napa in the last couple of years.
It's fruitier than most Cab Francs I get. And
we'll
be going
back
to a commercial,
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes are hid on these back roads.
Hey, and we were just finishing up our discussion of the Eller's Estate 2022 Cabernet Franc. Again, I get the cherries, I get the bergamot, I get a little bit of smoke, I get a little bit of cocoa on this, and the minerality just shows through. But this is truly one of the better Cab Francs I've had in Napa in quite some time. Hmm. Really delicious. We're going to be giving the Eller's Estate Cabernet Franc 2022 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
All right, I agree with you on 5 sips, but I want to say, this is not like your traditional Cab Franc that you get from Napa Valley.
Absolutely not. That's why I like it so much.
It does not have the green notes.
No, 100%.
This is ultra-ripe Cab Franc.
Well, tell us about our
Cab Francs, Daddy.
Tell us about our next wine from Eller's.
Thank you, Bob. So our next wine, our penultimate wine for the episode is the Eller's Estate.
Ooh, big word.
I've been drinking.
Multi-syllabic.
Multi-syllabic, baby. I took my SATs.
The penultimate supper. Not the last supper, the penultimate supper. So,
and so, all right. The Eller's Estate Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 is 14.2% ABV. 80% Cabernet Sauvignon, 20% Merlot, fermented 14 days in stainless steel tanks, aged for 20 months in 69% French oak.
It's your favorite number.
They could have gone 70%.
But
they
no, could have. Do it 69 because it just sounds cooler.
69 feels so much better.
I respect them for that.
Yeah.
Totally. So this is a gorgeous, opaque ruby color, almost a garnet. This is just dark and gorgeous with clear to violet edges. We're drinking a little bit young at 2025.
Yeah.
This 22. Nose, it's 2025 now when we're reviewing it. So it's only 3 years old. So the nose is juicy plum, cigar box, incense, and there's a hint of candle wax here. So to me, I love this wine, but it's not your standard Cabernet.
No, it's not.
Just like that previous Cabernet Franc was not your standard Cabernet Franc.
Yeah.
It's a little bit off the standard for the varietal. So
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
No, that's fine. I understand that. But it's not your standard Cabernet that you expect from Napa Valley. It's got more depth. It's a little off the normal palate. Mm. On the palate. Beautiful, dry, great tannins, very well integrated, wonderful mouthfeel, high acidity enough to bring your mouth watering, bring your mouth to watering. You want to have this with a steak. Mm. I like this wine a lot. The flavor profile is just a little bit different from your standard cab, but I enjoy it. Justin, what do you think?
Nice.
And it's great. A nice finish too.
A nice crusty steak, yeah.
So I agree with what you said, and I think it's a bridge wine. I think once you go from steak, you're finishing your steak, you're going to Cherry's Jubilee, this will carry you through to both until you switch to the dessert wine.
No, I don't need the dessert wine. I want to do this with dessert. Do this cab with the chocolate.
You do both. Finish your steak and you start with your dessert before
okay,
you...
Okay, all right.
Before
you're not going to order an extra bottle? You're wrong. You're ripping off the restaurant now. Bob, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic. Again, I agree with you. It's a little off of what I would consider standard profile, but nonetheless, a delicious wine. Great berries, very silky texture. The tannins are there. The minerality's there. We're going to be giving the Eller's Estate Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our last wine, which is the Eller's Estate Portrait Red Blend 2022, 14.5% ABV, St. Helena Napa Valley, 66% Cabernet Sauvignon, 16.4% Cabernet Franc, 16.3% Merlot, and 1.3% Petit Verdot. Fermented for 14 days in stainless steel, aged 21 months, and 65% new French oak. Beautiful color. Dark, dark, dark purple.
Like my heart, baby. Dark like my heart.
Blackberries. A slight tint of mint. Just that little coolness of mint. A little bit of sage. A little minerality on the nose. On the palate.
I could drink this all day long.
blueberries, blackberries, plums. A really nice minerality to it. Like a dry stone. Mmm. Got a great finish. Sticks with you. Not, and it sticks with you, but not overpowering, not climbing over you and just covering up your palate. Wow, this is pretty good. What do you think, Justin?
I really enjoyed this wine. I think it would, as like sweet and savory all at once, I would pair this with pastizio, which is like Greek lasagna.
I love pastizio.
Heavy
wish I had
pasta
some.
And cinnamon influence. This would be the perfect pairing.
Did we miss Greek Fest this year? Greek Fest was in May.
Yeah, it's going on right now. We just missed it.
No, this July now. I missed it. Okay. So this wine, like Justin said, this is sweet and savory in the perfect balance. And whereas the difference between this wine and the previous wine, I could get sick of the previous wine after a couple glasses. This wine, I don't think it's sick of. I could come back to this. And that's what the difference between it for me for a 4-sip rating and a 5-sip rating. I don't get sick of this wine. I will come back to this.
Could take you through the whole Greek dinner.
The whole dinner.
Baklava, pastizio.
It doesn't have to be Greek. Hummus. It could be Italian here.
Could be.
Yeah, you've got some of the same herbal notes.
Nice juicy steak.
Yeah. I love this. I will go here all day long.
So you're saying this is a little bit elevated?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not what you normally drink?
I like the unusual flavor of Thunderbird wine. It's an exceptionally good drink for every occasion. Thunderbird has an unusual flavor all its own. Not quite like anything I've ever tasted. I suggest that you try Thunderbird. It's really delightful.
James Mason selling Thunderbird. Is there anything cooler? Yeah.
I just want to say, while he was playing the Thunderbird thing, I'm eating caviar.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever, dude. Make fun of me. I've got caviar in my mouth.
Here's the thing. When I put these in order, I thought, am I putting the red blend last or the cab last? I'm glad I put the red blend last.
I'm glad you put the red blend last, too.
The cab's fantastic, but the red blend, wow.
Just elevates it.
Just wow. Yeah, this one is.
Next level. Next level, my friend. So for me, this is 5 sips. Mm-hmm. Do we have a rating for the whole show for the both of us, all three of us? So we're missing Maury today. What happened to Maury?
Are we really missing him?
Are we really missing Maury? Maury,
okay,
we love you.
Hunting in the Great White North.
There's more wine for us today because you couldn't make it.
So the Ellers Estate Portrait Red Blend 2022. 100%, 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
And again, we know the folks at Ellers, really great people, but that doesn't affect the ratings here. If they give us lousy wine or good wine, we rate it how it is. And wow, just compared to the last batch we did, and the last batch was great. This is just elevated.
Better.
Yeah, elevated. So 100%. Yeah. So want to thank you guys for coming to the show and joining me on this one. So thank you, Justin.
Such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Harm.
You know, Bob, I really want to thank you for inviting me, and I really want to thank Maury for missing out today.
Yeah, because there's more wine.
There's more wine for us, Maury, and caviar for us.
Yeah,
I miss your face, and I miss making fun of you on the radio. But
well, that's
there's
all
more wine for us.
Okay, we'll make fun of him behind his back, so don't worry about it. For Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine, and thankfully, on this show, we rarely ever have to do that.
Not a single one, my friend.
So, yeah, it's a pretty good day, boys.
Yeah.
Thanks to the folks at Ehlers. So.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Ultimate takeoff. Their mission is to discover the long lost world's friend. With the universe as their limit, they're destined to shatter all borders. But they'll need power from all of you to unite this world. Once and for all, for the good of mankind, something must be done. Are you ready?
Together. Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe. Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. At an art installation at Rice University in Houston, Texas, visitors walk into a large corridor. Light ripples around them, and the sounds of voices come in and out of focus, all of them talking about climate change.
And it's as though the building or the atmosphere itself were trying to tell you something. It's rather a chaotic and turbulent piece.
The project, by Mexican-Canadian artist Rafael Lozano Hemmer and his team, is called Climate Parliament. It consists of almost 500 motion-activated lights and speakers hanging overhead. Each speaker plays a unique recording.
There are calls for protests, call for politicians to act responsibly, calls for listening to expert scientists' perspectives, calls for listening to folks on the ground facing and battling and living with the impacts of the fiercely changing climate.
The recordings are being archived online, so people will be able to listen and reflect on them one at a time. But for those visiting in person, Lozano Hemmer was eager to capture the collective swell of hundreds of voices, together, each calling in their own way for climate action.
I wanted more the sound of crowds, the sound of not being alone, the sound of people rising up.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs